25 minutes before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. When you go to Mass, sometimes the experience is different than it is at other times, right? If you notice this, it's what you put in and what you get out. And sometimes, and listen, been there. We've been in this same boat together where you drive home and you just say, What just happened at Mass? You know, you stop to think with an examination of conscience, was I really involved? Was I really paying attention there? How was my experience in Mass? Am I experiencing God's mercy at Mass as well? There's so many facets to celebrating the Eucharist. We're going to look at how you experience mercy at Mass right now. Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest, our Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections and the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in Western South Dakota. Not on the reservation today, but doing a parish mission. For those of you in the Twin Cities, doing a parish mission at St. John Newman Parish in Eagan, Minnesota. And that's where Father Kubicki joins us from this morning. Hello, Father.
Hello there, John. Yeah, great to be here in the Twin Cities. There's so many Relevant Radio listeners here who come up to me and say, Father, I hear you all the time. And it's just great to meet so many of our family here. And we finished the mission last night. Our focus was on the Eucharist as the sacrament of mercy. And I think it went really well. We had over 100 in the morning session, and we repeated that same talk in the evening. We had over 100 there, so it was a great turnout for this mission.
We have to get the pastor of St. John Newman on the air, Father Doug Ebert, who's got an interesting story. You know, he was an international captain for American Airlines. He flew commercial jets, and then it's a very late vocation. He was ordained at age 62.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I played a little role in that. He would come, and he still comes, to DeMontreville, the Jesuit retreat house in Lake Elmo, Minnesota. He's about to do that in a couple of weeks. And I had him on retreats back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and we got to talking, and he thought he might be too late to go into the priesthood, and I encouraged him, and next thing you know, he was talking to the Archbishop, Archbishop Flynn at the time, and was received into the seminary and has been ordained and is now the pastor of St. John Newman.
Ah, that's awesome. And, you know, you say it's never too late. That's really kind of the subtext of being Catholic. It's never too late. Never too late to go back to Mass. Never too late to go into the confessional. Never too late to, well, you know, fill in the blank. And all of that falls under the umbrella of experiencing God's mercy.
That's right. And, you know, we often think of the sacrament of reconciliation as the sacrament of mercy, which it is, but the power of that sacrament actually flows from the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of the Christian life. And in the Eucharist, I think something that many of us really are not conscious of or aware of, and that's where your intro was so important to say, you know, what do we bring to the Mass? How do we celebrate the Mass with the congregation, with the priest? What's so important is that we're aware that during the Mass, Jesus is making present the greatest act of love the world has ever known. He's making present his life-giving death and resurrection, and it's as though we're standing on Calvary and receiving that mercy. It's as though at that moment, when the bread and wine are lifted up and become the body and blood of Christ, his open heart is pouring forth this ocean of mercy, the blood and water which gushed forth from his heart, bringing mercy to the world. So to experience that in a deeper way, I think, you know, it's a question of how do we pray the Mass, and can we bring our minds and hearts more fully into that celebration rather than allowing ourselves to be distracted during those key moments in the Mass.
Let's talk about how you bring that focus to Mass. What do you do, 888-914-9149, to stay totally focused on what is happening up on that altar? What do you do to channel out the distractions, to really focus on the beauty of what is happening to you right in front of you through the Mass? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. How do you tune out the distractions to focus on what's important? I always think of something that Bishop Donald Hying from Gary said. This was a few years ago on Relevant Radio. And I take it with me, thanks be to God and thanks be to Bishop Hying, into Mass every single time. And he said, you know, what you're doing there is getting a foretaste of heaven. foretaste of heaven. And that is like, oh, okay, so what do I have to do, certainly to earn that foretaste of heaven at that particular celebration of the Eucharist, and then when I go out of that church building as well, to live my life? But it's a foretaste of heaven, and that's always just a wonderful focus and a wonderful spiritual nugget that Bishop Hine gave all of us.
Right, and you know, Professor Scott Hahn has this wonderful book about the Supper of the Lamb, in which he says a very similar thing. It's that, you know, heaven is breaking into our reality right now during those moments of the Mass. And, you know, we're made for union with God. That's ultimately attained when we reach the kingdom of heaven. But even now we get a taste of that because Jesus unites himself to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, every time we receive him in Holy Communion. So that union that will be completed in heaven is beginning to take place even here on earth.
Father Kubicki, you know, we do need to focus and concentrate, maybe especially at the consecration and as much as we can, but might it be okay, or maybe it's even a prompting of the Holy Spirit, for our mind to wander sometimes to some other good, something that might spark us in the homily or some other thing that happens at Mass?
Yeah, that's a good point, Glenn. You know, sometimes the Lord is speaking to us in our distractions, and, you know, I think what's important in prayer is when we become aware that, oh, my mind is wandering, to try to bring what we've been perhaps distracted about, to bring that into our prayer, and to think, well, maybe the Lord is inspiring me to pray for a particular person. A lot of times we come to Mass, you know, burdened by a situation or a concern for a person, and that will kind of consume our thoughts during the Mass. And that's where, whenever we're aware of that, to just bring that again to that moment of the Mass where Jesus is making present his life-giving death and resurrection, and to ask the Lord with the power of his love and mercy to touch those situations and those people. So that's a good point. You know, often we think of, well, I'm going to try to empty my mind, get rid of all distractions, but sometimes it's better to look at those distractions as things that we need to bring to the Lord when we're celebrating Mass.
It's funny you mentioned that, Glenn. We've all had those Holy Spirit moments where you do find your mind wandering at times during the homily, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit brings you right back to the beginning of a sentence that Father's about to say. That is perhaps one of the most important sentences, at least what you need to hear at that moment in time. And it's like, oh, what? Yeah, I need to pay attention. But it's also, again, one of those nuggets, those spiritual nuggets, Father Kubicki, that you can then take with you and start living when you go outside of the holy sacrifice of the Mass that you're celebrating.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen some people, the way they try to really keep their focus at Mass, and especially during the homilies, they'll bring a little notebook and write down those nuggets that they want to remember during the rest of the week and carry them forth. And I think that's, you know, someone might think, well, isn't that disrespectful to have a little notebook at Mass and take notes to the homily? But I don't think so at all. It might scare the priest. He might think you're copying things down and want to report him or something, you know. But I think it's a good practice because it helps us focus as well on the word that the Lord is trying to say to us through the scripture readings and through the homily.
Father James Kubicki with us this morning. We're talking about experiencing mercy at Mass. And how do you experience mercy at Mass? How do you stay focused when you're at Mass? We're sharing those stories together this morning on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149. Call right now to talk about how you experience God's mercy at Mass and how you stay focused in what is happening up there on the altar. 888-914-9149 as we continue on Thursday morning. Now at 16 before the hour. Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. 14 before the hour. Good morning. Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line at 888-914-9149 is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/Forester. And at 888-914-9149, having a conversation this morning with Father James Kubicki about how you experience mercy at Mass and also how you stay focused at Mass. Christian is in Belleville, New Jersey, listening to Relevant Radio 1430 this morning. Christian, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to say that the way I focus, try to focus on the Eucharist, because I do also acknowledge that it is sometimes hard, you know, to stay focused. There are many distractions. Sometimes, you know, looking across at the other brothers and sisters, you get distracted. But the main thing that I just want to share is that the way I focus is by looking at the wine and the bread, especially at the consecration moment, you know, believing that our Lord is going to be hiding behind the bread and the wine, and that helps me.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. You know, Saint Francisco Marto, one of the Fatima seers, referred to Jesus as the hidden Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And so to make that connection, to say, Lord, I believe, you know, that you are under the appearance here of bread and wine. This is no longer bread and wine, but you are under this appearance of bread and wine. And to make that act of faith at the time of consecration, I think anything that we can do, as you're doing, Christian, to be attentive, especially at that moment. And that's why over the years, bells have been rung at that moment to get people's attention, to say, you know, this is where Jesus is transforming the bread and wine into his body and blood. So let's be aware of that moment and be attentive to it. So thanks for that little witness and advice, Christian.
Thank you, Christian. I don't know if you're available, Christian, but a week from Saturday, on Saturday, March 10th, we have the big Men's Day of Reflection in the Archdiocese of Newark at Seton Hall University, a full day, just a full rich day of sharing our faith together, hearing some great speakers. Cardinal Tobin is celebrating Mass. It's going to be at Seton Hall University, starts at 8 in the morning on Saturday, March 10th, rcan.org. And by the way, this weekend, and we'll see you at the Women's Conference. The women are this weekend, the men the following weekend, Saturday, March 3rd at Seton Hall University, rcan.org. If you're in the New York metropolitan area, rcan.org to sign up for that. Look forward to seeing you. And Cardinal Tobin also celebrating Mass for the ladies in the Archdiocese this Saturday as well at Seton Hall University. 12 before the hour with Father James Kubicki this morning, talking about how you experience mercy at Mass and how you stay focused at Mass and what's going on. Donna is listening to Relevant Radio 550 in Greenville, Rhode Island. Donna, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to you both. I just had two simple things that I do, and they're both prayers, because I did find myself doing a lot of wandering, especially during communion, once I went up to communion and just watching everybody, which just, you know, made me feel very uncomfortable that that's what I'm doing. But I discovered two prayers of recent that I use. The first one I try to say at some point before communion, which is the St. Ambrose prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time I read it, it just brought such tears to my eyes, because I felt He knows who I am in this prayer that He wrote so long ago. So I do say that. I found it in my St. Joseph Missal, and it's just been made a big difference for me. And then the other prayer that I say after I go up to communion is St. Padre Pio's prayer after going to communion, and that is very beautiful. More to just stay with me, God, through the week, because I'm a weak person, which is how the prayer starts. So those are my two mercy thoughts or ideas that somebody might want to look into.
Boy, that's great advice, you know, to have a written prayer that eventually you pray it long enough and you know it by heart. And, you know, that St. Ambrose prayer is really part, it is part of the Missal. It's encouraged, people are encouraged to pray that. And I applaud you. I use that same prayer by St. Padre Pio. It's called Stay With Me, Lord. And it's a way of saying, Lord, I received you, now stay with me throughout this week. So that's great advice.
By the way, on our Relevant Radio app, Donna, I don't know if you've seen it. On our Relevant Radio app, we've got prayers before Mass, which includes that beautiful St. Ambrose prayer and a prayer to St. Thomas Aquinas, kind of alternate between the two of those. And I just discovered those a little while ago. I've had the Relevant Radio app on so many times. And it's like, oh, let me pray this. And it's just absolutely beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. So check that out. The St. Ambrose prayer is right up there on our Relevant Radio app. Prayers before Mass and after Mass as well. So if you haven't downloaded the free Relevant Radio app, please do so and use it as a very powerful spiritual tool that you can take with you as an examination of conscience before confession, tools that you can use before and after Mass, and just spiritual tools you can use every single day in addition to listening to Relevant Radio. 9 before the hour, Father James Kubicki experiencing mercy at Mass and also staying focused on that mercy, on what's happening up there on the altar. How do you do it? 888-914-9149. Deacon Martin in the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Deacon Martin, good morning.
Good morning. There's two things that I do. One is when I'm assisting at Mass, I've memorized the Eucharistic prayer, so I'm focusing on the words and praying them along with the priest. But the other one is when I'm not assisting and I can just be present. And this is actually happens a lot less frequently, and Father Kubicki probably recognizes that. But you're kind of in the moment, and because you know the prayers, you can really focus on the words that are being said and the consecration. And there are two entirely different experiences, but they're both quite moving.
Yeah. Well, and in both cases, as you say, it's focusing on the words and praying them, I think, you know, with the priest. Again, you know, anything we can do, and that's where, whether it's the Missalette or the Missal, or as in your case, you know, knowing those prayers by heart, to pray them along with the priest, I think is so important. Because, you know, when we come to the conclusion of the Eucharistic prayer and we have the through him, with him, and in him, and then the whole congregation says amen, they are saying amen to all those prayers that have been prayed before that. And I think it's good for us to recognize when I say amen, I want to be sure I know what I'm saying amen to. And so it's good to follow those along with whether it's a magazine like Magnificat or whatever the form may be. It's a wonderful way of praying the Mass with the congregation and with the priest. So thank you, Deacon.
Deacon Martin, thank you. God bless you. 6 before the hour, experiencing mercy at Mass. How do you do that, and how do you stay focused at Mass? Relevant Radio app, again, prayers before and after Mass, those prayers to St. Ambrose, that prayer to St. Padre Pio. So many different tools that you can take with you both before and after and during Mass. Charles in Lanham, Maryland this morning at 888-914-9149. Good morning, Charles. Welcome to Morning Air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Well.
So I was just, it's very hard for me to stay focused at Mass because I have two toddlers with me. But the way that I get my mercy, and it's nothing that I do because it really is just a grace, is I'm trying, my attention is on my kids, but I'm trying to listen to the words, particularly during the reading, and just hearing these little, you know, just getting intuitions of how it applies to me as a father and how I'm, it's very hard to describe, but it's just sort of a grace that I get because I'm trying very hard to pay attention, but it's very difficult. You know, when I was, before I had kids, I would always be kind of focused on these things, you know, analyzing them because that's just how my mind works, but I haven't been able to do that for now 3 years, and I just still manage through grace to just get these applications of these readings to my life.
Boy, that's a great, you know, what you're bringing up is, I'm sure, something that many people experience coming as a family. And, you know, we might think, oh, my prayer is so poor, it's so distracted because I'm tending to my children. But I always think of something that St. Vincent de Paul said, that, you know, if you're in your room praying and there's a knock on the door and somebody is asking for your help, he would say, well, what you're doing is simply leaving the Lord in your prayer to meet him in your neighbor. And so when you're tending to your children there, basically you're meeting Christ in them. And, you know, you can offer that to the Lord, and he blesses that attention. He's happy that you're bringing your children to Mass because they're learning a great habit there. So we might feel like, well, my prayer is very distracted. It's not very good. I've got my children here. They're fussing. But in being there present. That's the key. Is it's also the awareness that Jesus is present, and however distracted we may be, He is present there, and He's present to us and to our children, and is blessing our presence there.
Charles, thank you. Charles, how did you discover Relevant Radio?
You know, through Twitter, actually. I'm not sure which one of my wonderful Catholic friends on Twitter had tweeted about it. I downloaded the app, and it's about all I listen to because I don't have a car stereo that works anymore, so I listen to it on a Bluetooth speaker through my phone.
That's awesome, Charles. And hugs to the little ones, okay?
What's that?
I said hugs to your little ones.
I'm sorry, you're asking about my little ones.
No, I said no. We're going to hugs and prayers to your little ones. Charles, thank you this morning at 888-914-9149. And we can also appreciate, and a lot of moms and dads can appreciate what Charles is going through with kids, especially, you know, of that age where they are fascinated with what's going on, or sometimes maybe a little cranky, depending on the time of day, Father Kubicki. In our parish, we have priests who just love when kids act out a little bit because they say it's their form of prayer, what's going on. And we've also had many moms and dads who say very often, if there isn't a quiet room or a specific place for kids, that sitting way up in front, it seems counterintuitive. The kids are very involved with what's going on. They're mesmerized even before they can understand by what's going on, even they can understand consciously. But I think the Holy Spirit's at work with them when they see what is happening up on the altar, and thus they become a witness to us when you just see their focus and their reverence as well. And also speaking to one of the callers that we had before about watching others go to communion, this was an interesting gift of the Holy Spirit in watching others come back from the communion rail. I was struck by the reverence of so many young families, and it was a gift to the Holy Spirit to say, okay, you know, where's your reverence? You know, perhaps you need to make this moment a little more reverent, a little deeper than what it is for you right now. So that was actually a gift of looking around right after communion. So it's interesting how the Holy Spirit, gets your attention in many different ways.
That's right. And, you know, again, being there, and that's how I think it's so important that the church has said, you know, how we celebrate shows how we believe. And so, you know, to celebrate with that, with the whole congregation and aware of one another, it can be a real beautiful way of saying we are the body of Christ because of the Eucharist.
You have given us great spiritual direction once again, Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest, our contributor at Relevant Radio with his daily prayer reflections, and the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in Western South Dakota. Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
Patrick Madrid coming up next, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific time. We are at a minute before the hour now on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.